In Norway, a debate over paternity leave has received national attention. In a country of generous social benefits, it's not taking leave per se that is contentious, but the person who wants to take it. Crown Prince Haakon wants to take the 4 weeks of paid paternity leave he's due because his wife is about to have a baby. But Norway's king, Harald, is sick, and the constitution says the prince has to step in and perform all the royal tasks. With us now to talk about the country's leadership crisis is Lars Bevanger, a reporter in Oslo. Hi, Lars.
Hello there.
So about 80% of Norwegian men actually take paid paternity leave. Why shouldn't the prince?
Well, that's a very good question, and a lot of people here think that he indeed should take his paternity leave. However, it is a constitutional problem because the constitution states quite clearly that when the king is ill, the crown prince is crown prince regent and has to perform all the duties of the king. And the only way he can get out of it is if he himself is ill or if he's abroad, and he is neither. So the constitution quite clearly says he has to do the king's duty. Now, the big problem might be that his baby is due around the same day that he has to attend a government conference. So we'll have to wait and see whether the baby is on time and how much of a crisis that would present.
So he doesn't just take on ceremonial duties. He actually functions as a head of state?
He does. Norway's a constitutional monarchy, and very much like Britain, the head of state, i.e. the king in Norway, has to be present at a government conference. In Norway, it's once every 2 weeks, basically to sign any government propositions or new laws. If the king is not present, this conference can't get underway, basically. So some royal, in this case now the crown prince, has to be present.
So the prince wants to take his paternity leave instead. What's the sentiment there among Norwegians? Do they support him?
Well, it looks like most people do support him. Norwegians are pretty laid back when it comes to royalty. They say that it's fine to have a royal family as long as they don't think they're anything special. It's a very egalitarian society. So, yes, a lot of people say that, well, he's going to be a dad. Why shouldn't he have his paternity leave like everyone else? However, there is another group who say that if he wants to be royal, he has to take his royal duties seriously. So there's no question about it. He will have to go through his duties as a reigning monarch, a new father or not. It might be a solution, though, that this government conference, is, if it should happen to end up on the same day as the actual birth, would be postponed. Well, that would be up to the Norwegian government to decide.
And so what's the royal family saying? And any predictions on what will happen?
Well, they're lying low at the moment. They're not saying much, quite wisely so, I think. But the indications we're getting from the royal palace here is that the crown prince will indeed perform as many royal duties as he must. But he has also indicated that he wants to take as much time as possible off to be with his new family. And I think, to be honest, he will meet quite a lot of understanding from the Norwegian government and indeed also from the Norwegian people.
Lars Bevanger is a journalist based in Oslo, Norway. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
No problem.